Hey everyone, it's your girl Sienna Cruz here, back with another dose of dopamine damage control. Ever feel like your mind is this crazy roller coaster, just whipping you around from one thought to the next? Or maybe those emotions are on high alert, going from 0 to 60 faster than a speeding ticket. Trust me, I've been there. That's why today, we're diving deep into something absolutely crucial. Understanding your thoughts and emotions. Because let's be real, knowing what's driving the bus in our heads is the first step to taking back control. Think about it like this: you wouldn't jump into a car without checking the engine, right? Same goes for your brain. You need to know how it runs, what makes it tick, and what might be causing those pesky hiccups. It's about recognizing that our thoughts aren't just random noise, they have power. They shape our actions, our decisions, even how we perceive the world. And emotions? They're the fuel that drives it all. So, how do we get a handle on this mental mayhem? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Become a thought detective. You know those recurring thoughts, the ones that pop up like uninvited guests. Pay attention. When they show up, don't just brush them aside. Ask yourself, what triggered this thought? Is it based on facts or assumptions? Does it serve me or hold me back? By becoming aware of your thought patterns, you can start to challenge those negative or unhelpful ones and replace them with more positive and empowering beliefs. 2. Embrace your emotional vocabulary. Ever felt that intense wave of emotion, but struggled to put a name to it? We're not talking about just happy, sad, angry. There are so many shades in between. Expanding your emotional vocabulary helps you pinpoint exactly what you're feeling, and that awareness is key. Think frustrated instead of just mad, or disappointed instead of sad. This clarity allows for better understanding and communication, both with yourself and others. 3. The power of self-compassion. Here's a big one: treat yourself with kindness. We're all human and we make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up over every slip-up or negative thought, practice self-compassion. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment, offer yourself words of encouragement, and remember that you're doing the best you can. 4. Mindful moments matter. Remember those times when you were so engrossed in an activity that everything else faded away? That's mindfulness in action. Taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, your surroundings, or even a simple task like washing dishes can help ground you in the present moment and reduce stress. 5. Seek support when you need it. Remember, you don't have to navigate this journey alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or joining a support group can provide valuable insights, encouragement, and accountability. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy college student juggling classes, work, and trying to maintain a social life. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, her mind racing with worries about deadlines, relationships, and even the simplest tasks. Sounds familiar? One day, during a particularly stressful week, Sarah realizes she needs to take control. She starts practicing mindfulness by taking short breaks throughout the day to focus on her breath. She also begins journaling, writing down her thoughts and feelings without judgment. As she becomes more aware of her thought patterns and emotions, Sarah is able to identify triggers that cause her stress and develop coping mechanisms. She even reaches out to a therapist who helps her develop healthy communication skills and build resilience. See how understanding her thoughts and emotions allowed Sarah to take back the reins. It's not about erasing those feelings or thoughts entirely, it's about recognizing them, accepting them, and learning to manage them in a way that empowers you. Remember, you are capable of creating positive change, one mindful moment at a time. So, what's your next step? Start by being more aware of your thoughts and emotions throughout the day. Pay attention to those triggers, those little moments that set off your internal alarms. And remember, self-compassion is key. Be kind to yourself as you navigate this journey of understanding. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights, and let me know what you think on social media. Stay tuned for more Dopamine Damage Control, where we're all about taking back control and living our best lives.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.